This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria, and of course you can bring up anything. But last night on the show, it was actually the three of us, same crew last night, and we ran out of time before we really got a chance to get into the story that you had brought in, Aria, about the latest victim or potential victim of so-called cancel culture.
Yeah, surprisingly, it's William Shakespeare that they're trying to cancel now by removing him from, you know, high school curricula and stuff like that.
Wow, from high school curricula. This is like a mainstay of high school curricula. Now, I got to say, I'm not a huge fan of Shakespeare just because he's just so hard to read. It's difficult. I remember trying, like, as an adult to actually read some Shakespeare probably within the last decade of my life. And if it hadn't been for, there was like a, I had like a plug-in for my browser, which you could just kind of click on a word and get a definition sort of pop up from the dictionary. Because there's just so many words in there that I do not know. I feel so clueless and ignorant when I'm reading Shakespeare, because he has a vocabulary, or she, some people say Shakespeare might be a woman, a tremendous vocabulary that I've just completely, it leaves me behind. And so I'm constantly checking. I'm not saying the stories are bad. I mean, you know, I've enjoyed the stories generally when I can understand them. Usually that's when they're made into a movie.
I'm with you on this. I prefer any movie made that's based off of Shakespeare's work,
yeah,
or anything that's more contemporary, because, you know, he's like Nietzsche. He's very difficult to read if you're not well versed in the languages of the
times. Yeah.
I only ever had to read some of it in high school, and I remember hating it so much. Like Romeo
because
and Juliet. And
why did you hate it so much?
I just thought it was so boring. We read Romeo and Juliet, and the thing that's 10 Things I Hate About You, it's based off of, I forgot what it's called.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, if nobody were here, our co-host, he'd probably know.
He's well-versed in Shakespeare.
He can actually just, like,
quote it.
Say, quote the soliloquies or whatever, the monologues.
He can't. That's one of the things that makes Shakespeare difficult to read, in my opinion, is that, you know, they're all plays. These aren't novels or short stories or anything like that. It's plays, so you have to do extra imagination in order to understand what's going on, because people are supposed to be moving and acting and stuff like that, but all you get is the dialogue.
It's the Taming of the Shrew. That was the other one.
There you go. I mean, there have been a ton of movies that have either been directly made from Shakespeare as close as possible to the original form, and then others that have been made as far away as possible, just using the general story arc of Shakespeare. So there's no doubt that Shakespeare's had a tremendous literary influence and beyond, which you would think he'd be untouchable by cancel culture because of that, because everybody has had some, whether they hated it or loved it, everybody has had Shakespeare in their life at some point.
Yeah, he's probably the most influential writer in Western culture. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what the issue is. But, you know, everyone who has come after Shakespeare, either because they were influenced by someone who was influenced by someone who was influenced by Shakespeare, or because they were influenced directly by Shakespeare, he's the most influential writer in Western culture. And of course, that's why they don't like him, right? Because Western culture represents misogyny and sexism and classism and racism and colonialism and all of these other isms that the left, the woke left, doesn't like.
Right, and of course, I don't know how many of his stories have to do with men fighting over women or whatever, but I mean, there's definitely some stereotyping as far as characters go, right?
Yeah, and I would expect that from someone who was writing in, like, the 16th century.
Right, because you're writing to entertain crowds. You're writing to entertain just average folks.
Yeah, just like I don't expect, you know, the founding fathers of the United States to be hardcore Austrian economists, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just not the world they lived in. They didn't have that knowledge then. Society hadn't progressed to that point.
So I think we all have our critiques of Shakespeare, as I'm sure many people do, but it's not just your standard critiques that are leading to him being canceled. What are they saying about him?
Well, this is from the New York Post. I had a different article from the Washington Post that was a bit better, but paywall. So we're going to the New York Post instead.
It's not even worth mentioning them. Don't even mention them.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah.
William Shakespeare, thou hast been getting canceled. An increasing number of woke teachers are refusing to study Shakespeare, accusing his classic works of promoting misogyny, racism, homophobia, classism, anti-Semitism, and misogyny.
Jeez, I mean, that's basically everything that they hate.
Do they hate those things?
No, do they promote those things?
I couldn't tell you. Probably. I think the Taming of the Shrew had a Jewish stereotypical character in it. And there's probably certainly some level of misogyny in class. Well, Taming of the Shrew was certainly misogynistic, but it was still funny. I mean, a lot of things are.
These people don't have a sense of humor.
That's true. And I think that's the real problem here, is that people have forgotten how to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
A slew of English literature teachers told the School Library Journal how they were ditching the likes of Hamlet, Macbeth, and Romeo and Juliet to instead make room for modern, diverse, and inclusive voices.
Oh, God.
Shakespeare was a tool used to civilize black and brown people in England's empire, insisted Shakespeare scholar Ayanna Thompson, a professor at Arizona State University. Teachers also need to challenge the whiteness of the assumption that Shakespeare's works are universal, insisted Jeffrey Alston, who is head of a Michigan high school's English literature. Why are they asking a high school teacher what his opinion is on this complicated subject?
Because he's banning Shakespeare, I presume.
Presumably. Former Washington State public school teacher told SLJ, it doesn't specify who that is, that she banished Shakespeare from her classroom to, quote,
Salt Lake Journal? No, Salt. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Salt Lake Journal?
It doesn't specify, I don't think.
Anyway.
Banned Shakespeare to stray from centering the narrative of white, cisgender, heterosexual men.
Wow.
Eliminating Shakespeare was a step I could easily take to work toward that, and it proved worthwhile for my students. Others said that they were sticking with Shakespeare, but reframing his works through a more modern lens, reinterpreting it, so to speak.
Or telling all the class how he's so wrong, but yet he's still important.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Sarah Gross, an English teacher at High Technology High School in Lincroft, New Jersey, says she was teaching Romeo and Juliet, quote, with a side of toxic masculinity analysis. In her article, To Teach or Not to Teach, librarian Amanda McGregor acknowledged Shakespeare as a genius wordsmith responsible for masterful wordplay, creative use of language, biting wit, puns, and innovative characters. Still, she understood why so many of the teachers were grappling.
But why, oh why, didn't he make any of his characters trans?
That's a fair
It's because the king would have killed him or something, right? Like, this guy was trying to, or whoever it was trying to appeal not only to mass amounts of people, right? You didn't have in the, what was it, when was he, 1500s or something?
I think
like
it was the 1500s.
You know, you didn't have the ability to just put something out there on the internet and have a niche audience come to you, right? Like, you were putting on plays for the lowest common denominator. And at the same time, you also probably didn't want to upset the king because he could have you, you know, your head could be chopped off.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't include a trans character because a trans character in the 16th century would have been put to death.
That's what I'm saying.
And that would have been the end of the story. Like, oh, this person's trans. Oh, they were executed.
They probably would have executed them just for having a trans character in the story.
Also
and
true.
Executed any actors who were trying to play a trans character in the story.
Yeah, didn't men play women back then?
They did. That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know if they would have passed.
I wonder if it's... would that make them trans?
That's a good... No, it's just acting. See?
Okay, so they were drag queens. Or
yes.
drag kings? No, drag queens would be right. Shakespeare's works are full of problematic, outdated ideas with plenty of misogyny, racism, homophobia, classism,
anti-sex... That's what makes it interesting.
I don't know if that's what makes it interesting, but the stuff is still interesting.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the end of the article. They just go on a little bit more. With the final word meaning misogyny... Oh, misogynoir. They keep saying that, and I just interpreted it as being misogyny. But
what is misogynoir?
It's misogyny aimed at black women.
Oh, noir as in black. Oh, okay, as in dark.
Okay. I wouldn't have called that if they hadn't pointed out. Why not just misogyny then? Is misogyny worse if you're black instead of white?
If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. 603-283-6160. If they can come after Shakespeare, no one is safe. This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. You can join.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live. Join us here if you want. The number 603-283-6160. 360. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
And also want to say thank you to Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, learn about cryptocurrency, and, well, congratulations. Bitcoin has hit over $52,000 now. I mean, it's almost not even worth noting unless it goes up another $10,000 because it's like $1,000 a day, $5,000 a day. I mean, it's just, it's all over the place, but it's going up, 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 and the amount that it goes up is just, it's dramatic at this point.
I remember complaining, well, I don't know if complaining is the right word, but remarking on Twitter a month and a half ago, maybe, that I was sick of seeing people declaring all-time highs for Bitcoin because it was just going to keep happening every single day. And yeah, sure, we still have those people doing it every single day. I guess it's good because different news sources are doing it. Oh, well, look, it hit 52.
Yeah, I heard, I think it was Mandrick on Twitter. He was saying that people should be preparing their 56K modem for when we hit $56,000. You know, like AOL graphics and things like that, 56K modem memes for Bitcoin hitting that. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn more. There's a Get Started button right at the top of the page. It's not too late for you to learn about this stuff.
Not at this rate.
We're just outside of the first decade of Bitcoin, okay? So, I mean, think about how long gold and silver have been around and considered as money. Think about how long some other forms of money have been in existence. I mean, things like credit cards or checks. Bitcoin is, and cryptocurrency in general, is not going to go away. This stuff is going to stay with us. I mean, I don't like making predictions, but I think that one's a pretty safe prediction to make. I'm not going to tell you which one is going to win, because we don't know. And anybody that tells you that they know is probably a cult member.
They're trying to sell you their new crap coin.
Right. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can get started there. Learn about Bitcoin BTC. Learn about Bitcoin Cash and crypto in general. And if you're not new to crypto, then you want the latest news headlines, I'm sure. Go to news.bitcoin.com, and they'll give them to you there. That's news.bitcoin.com. So you can bring up what you want here. Coming up, this headline. I'm just going to read this headline. Quote, "It just symbolizes everything," unquote. "Biden's bring presidential PDA back to the White House. Historians and relationship experts agree the first couple's romantic gestures aren't just genuine, they're restorative."
So when they say PDA, what do they mean? Are the Bidens
public,
like,
display of affection?
I'm aware of that, but I mean, are they like holding hands? Are they making out? Are they groping each other? There's degrees of PDA, and some of them I'm comfortable with watching old people do, some of them I'm not.
Well, I mean, by no means do I pay close attention to politicians and what they do in general, so I'm certainly not watching generally long enough whatever it is that they're doing to see them touch one another or whatever. And, you know, I'm fine with public displays of affection. Doesn't bother me in the least. I think that's great that people are able to and comfortable with showing affection in public. However, when it comes to politicians, I find it all to be very hollow. And very
because
shallow,
they're sociopaths and are therefore not really capable of genuine love.
It's also weird because they're like, they know they're being watched by cameras and stuff. Like, that's just kind of weird.
That's I'd say you nailed it there, Aria, that these people are sick. And so anything that they're doing like this is probably an act, you know, to make themselves seem like they're more normal. Like, they're more like the rest of us, which is a lot of what they do before an election as well.
Right.
Vincent did a good job of playing, because we don't pay close attention to politicians at all on this show, but former co-host Vincent Freeman of ShireFreeMedia.com, or Vincent Moore, whatever he's going by now, he's got a show that he does on DLive at Shire Free Media there, and he played during the election. And after the fact, he's been playing a lot of clips of these politicians, and there's a lot of stuff like, "Oh, Kamala Harris, what's your favorite ice cream?" And then, you know, she'll talk about her favorite ice cream, and, you know, Joe Biden's there with his grandkids, they're all having ice cream together, and it's like, "Oh, look how human these people are. These people are just like you."
Did you see the one of Biden at Camp David playing Mario Kart against his granddaughter?
No, I missed that one.
Evidently, he won.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think the whole thing is suspicious.
It's a setup.
Yeah, this 80-year-old man beat this 9-year-old in Mario Kart. I don't buy it. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't buy it for a second. That's probably his first time ever playing the game. Did they have the bumper tracks on where, you know, you put them on Rainbow Road and let's see what happens?
Right.
And on Wii, it's hard. It's extra hard on Wii.
Was it on a Wii?
They were playing one of the arcade ones that was made specifically for arcade. I think it was made about the Wii era.
So let's just start into this here from Politico.com. It's hard to believe this is even a news story, but this is how, you know, loving the media is towards these Democrats as compared to, say, Trump. On a mission to rebuild institutional norms and help heal a hurting nation, Joe and Jill Biden are trying something novel after 4 years of the Trumps, a little tenderness. Since Inauguration Day last month, the first couple had been conspicuous in their frequent public displays of affection, from a fleeting kiss before boarding Marine One to a cozy morning stroll among oversized candy hearts on the White House North Lawn.
Oh, that's disgusting. I mean, it's disgusting because of how they're fawning over it.
Oh, yes. This is a... We're not going to read this whole article. I'm just going to give you a taste of how bad this is, and then we're going to discuss it. Because it just goes on and on. It goes down to, like, the history of politicians touching. If you scroll even not even a quarter of the way down the page, there's a full-frame, full-screen photo of Al Gore kissing his wife.
Oh, I thought that was Bill Clinton from over here and Hillary. I was like, I have never before seen that.
Yeah, basically the same thing. I mean, it was his vice president. But going on. So the Bidens are spending their weekend at Camp David with family are representative not only of their resilient 43-year marriage, but also of the new president's self-proclaimed tactile style of interpersonal communication. And although Joe and Jill Biden...
What the hell does that mean?
Tactile means to touch, you know, something you can touch. We know
is that
Joe,
what they're calling his touchiness?
That's what I'm saying. Right, we know Joe loves to touch.
Little girls.
Yeah, there's a lot of video, and I believe the website's still up. In fact, we were wondering about this the other day. JoeBiden.info. So if you haven't seen this, yeah, it's still there. The headline at JoeBiden.info. Joe Biden is back to take a hands-on approach to America's problems.
And hands-on, indeed.
And then you can watch him make some very inappropriate moves on some very young girls. But back to the story here from Politico. And although Joe and Jill Biden's shows of warmth are just the latest in a long history of presidential PDA, they're even more pronounced in contrast to Donald and Melania Trump, whose sometimes chilly public interactions shattered the steady cultural progression of first couples growing increasingly comfortable, expressing affection in front of the cameras.
She was a supermodel. That's what they do. They look angry and walk straight.
I mean, there's also the fact that she married Trump for money and he married her because she's a supermodel who would sleep with him in exchange for some of that money. So there wasn't a whole lot of love there in the first place, but he certainly could have paid her a few extra $100 a month for a couple of kisses on the cheek for the cameras or something.
So it wouldn't matter anyway because they would still get hazed by the media. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Are you impressed by politicians showing affection for one another? Does that actually do something for you? This is Free Talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is doing what it can to humanely address a very challenging situation at the southern border. That's what Vice President Kamala Harris said today about the issue while visiting Jacksonville, Florida. Harris was asked by a reporter if she's heading to the border.
Not today. But I have before and I'm sure I will again.
People are being evacuated from a Denver area grocery store following a shooting. They're walking out of a Boulder King Supers with their hands on their heads as heavily armed SWAT officers wait for them. It appears some of the windows of the front-facing store have been damaged. A handcuffed man was put in an ambulance and was taken to a local medical facility a short time ago. It's not known if the person is a suspect or the victim. This is USA Radio News. A 25-year-old man is facing charges after sneaking into an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo with his 2-year-old daughter and barely evading a charging elephant. This eyewitness tells NBC News,
immediately everybody was pleading with him, and then it became frantic and hysterical. You just realized how minimal they are in comparison to that animal and what it's able to do at that point in time if it wants to.
Zoo officials saying the man carried his little girl past the gate with several other barriers, apparently so he could take a selfie with the elephant in the background. The 25-year-old facing charges of child endangerment and could face other charges. Jeep says an all-new electric version of its iconic Wrangler SUV is coming. The Wrangler Magento is a concept vehicle, meaning it's a custom-built product by automakers to gauge customer interest. They say the vehicle will release zero carbon emissions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
We're talking about the disgusting topic. I mean, I don't try to gross my audience out. I really don't. So I want to apologize for this topic. It is about politicians, and that alone would be bad enough. But politicians actually kissing one another and acting as though they have any kind of human tendencies or desires or, you know, needs or whatever.
Well, like Mark Zuckerberg pretending not to be an android, they have to pretend to be normal human beings. And some of us see through it. We say, hey, no, you're a sociopath. You don't actually love your wife because you're not capable of love,
right,
by definition. But not everybody sees them as that.
Oh, speaking of not being capable of love, did you hear that the Bidens were like cheating on Jill Biden's previous husband?
I did not.
Yeah, that was some scuttlebutt that apparently came out around, I think it was shortly after he actually got elected. Somebody who was the previous husband of Jill Biden said that, I guess it was Biden, Jill Biden or whoever, whatever her original name was cheating on him with Joe Biden.
Oh, that's not good publicity, man.
It doesn't matter. He's president.
That's true. So, I mean, I guess she made the right choice. Her ex-husband isn't president.
Good point.
That's not exactly a loving way to look at things, but...
But like, don't think for a moment that just because Biden is the president, that doesn't mean his wife isn't as unfeeling and psychopathic as he.
Ah, good point. Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. But the interesting thing is, the left-wing media falls for this stuff hook, line, and sinker. This whole article about by Politico.com is just, it just lavishes these people with praise over this. Oh,
well, sure, he's a Democrat,
right?
Oh. And he's doing something that they love.
It symbolizes everything. Suggesting the suggestion there is that Biden is somehow, and what really shocked me was when Penn Jillette, the supposed libertarian, who apparently decided he was going to become a Democrat last year during the presidential campaign, Penn Jillette was saying that he thought that Joe Biden was going to love us.
Which would be...
But he needed him to.
Was that... Did he use the word need?
Yeah.
We need you to love us, or something like that. It's like, this isn't your daddy, okay? And there literally are people who think that about these politicians. Have you seen any of those posts?
I have not, but I know these people exist. I mean, the entire United States government has set it up as a sort of parental figure, mm-hmm. telling us what we can and can't do, even...
Well, that's what parents do, right? They govern.
And it's progressing to the point of creating an allowance for us in the form of a UBI.
That's right.
So, I mean, it has all the hallmarks of being a parent.
The weird thing about this to me, this article, is I just remember right when Obama and Joe Biden left office last time, there were all these memes that were so funny that were about Joe Biden not understanding what was going on, and he was just, like, so old and just, like, he didn't understand anything. Why are we suddenly, like, happy to see him kissing his wife and all this stuff? Like, that's creepy. Like,
I remember the memes you're talking about. They were pretty good.
Now he's 4 years older. So if he was a clueless... You know, elderly man at age 74, he's now, 78 or something like that.
And everybody was laughing at those memes. It wasn't just like
even the lefties were?
Republicans laughing at those memes. Yeah, it was like nobody thought that Joe Biden was cool at the beginning or before he got nominated as the candidate last year.
Let me go to the phones here. We got Scott. He's on the line. He is Scott the Bigot, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, Ian, Bonnie, Aria. How are you this evening?
Good. How do you feel about these politicians kissing on each other?
Ian, politicians are scum. I could sugarcoat it for you and say I don't like them or whatever, but if I'm not going to be honest, frank with you, why waste my time or your time
Indeed. Or
your listeners' time? They're garbage. They're scum.
I'm more curious how you feel about being called Scott the Bigot.
It's true. I am, you know, I am a bigot, and you might as well call a spade a spade. Why be a hypocrite about it? I'm an equal opportunity hater, Ian. I hate everyone.
Well, I mean,
that's not really bigotry.
No, I mean, he has said that he doesn't hate the white Protestant males. I mean, are you now hating the white Protestant males? Because you
no,
said
I like, out of all the people. I'm Jewish. I've told you that. I wish that I could have been a WASP, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, but it wasn't in the cards for me. But to answer your question, no, I'm not. I don't like Jews. I don't like blacks. I don't like Hispanics. I would like Protestants. But people, as I find, if we get their religion or race, most people as a whole, are basically no good. Of course there are going to be people that are good, decent. I didn't say, but the majority.
See, I hold a very different viewpoint as you, Scott. I tend to believe that people are good by nature, and that includes all people. Now, there are some exceptions, like politicians, for instance. They're not very good. People in search of power. And it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are or what part of the world you were born or what the genitals are between your legs. What matters is whether you want to use violence against your neighbor, whether you think it's okay to tell other people how to live. And if that's how you believe, then you and I aren't going to get along. But I don't prejudge somebody based on their religion or based on their, circumstances of their birth. And you do.
I didn't know that you didn't like other people, other races, Scott. I thought that you only didn't like Jews. So why don't you like blacks if they're not in some kind of cabal to take over the United States or whatever?
That's true. He does talk almost exclusively about the Jewish conspiracy. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
To answer your question, blacks, Hispanics, they run counterproductive to America. In other words, like a drag on the system. But the biggest drag of all is, as I've said in the past, is Wall Street. There's corporate greed, there's welfare greed. There are people that are a drag on welfare, but you want to know something? If you were to take all the people on welfare and you would take all the people that have stolen trillions from Wall Street, incompetence in U.S. government, money going overseas, being squandered. I think you would find that the scales tipped. I think that people on welfare, whatever, would come out a lot less than what you would find on the other end of the spectrum.
Scott, what do you mean about people stealing from Wall Street?
Say that again?
What do you mean about people stealing from Wall Street?
It's very apparent, Aria. Let's look at Jamie Dimon, or let's look at Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs.
He only mentions the Jewish people on Wall Street as though no one else is on Wall Street taking advantage of anyone.
Well, that's he's saying people are stealing from Wall Street. As in my experience, Wall Street is by far the biggest thief in the United States.
I agree.
Besides the government, you mean?
Right. Then what do you care about people stealing from Wall Street? They're thieves anyway.
No, you don't get what I mean. No. When I mean stealing from people on Wall Street, stealing from the American people, for example, if you've got Jamie Dimon right now that is deliberately suppressing the price of precious metals, that is hurting the average person because gold should be $10,000 an ounce. By doing that, he wants to crash the dollar, and he's jeopardizing the currency. If the U.S. dollar crashes and it's on its way out, you're going to see a full-blown depression in this country. You're going to see a revolution in this country. And that's why I hate Wall Street. I hate the United States government. I really would love to see the whole system crash and burn. And I do think that the American people, the masses, the great unwashed, as they call them, I believe there's only so much they're going to be willing to take. And I do believe that we are headed toward an insurrection of some sort in this country. It's inevitable.
So when you say the American people, you mean people of all races, sexual identities, gender identities?
Everyone. Everyone. Because out of the two, between blacks and Hispanics, and greedy Wall Street, and a lot of it, not all, but a lot of it, Jewish bankers, I take the side of the masses because they're the lesser of the two evils.
The masses include, Mexicans and blacks.
Yeah, by the way, there's plenty of people, Mexicans, blacks alike, they're some of the hardest working folks out there, and there's also lazy people who are white, there's lazy people who are black and Hispanic. I mean, to just judge people based on the color of their skin is ridiculous. Thank you, though, Scott, for the call tonight. There's more coming up. It is free.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Arya. We've been talking about public displays of affection, which I'm fine with. Okay? Doesn't bother me to see somebody kissing somebody they care about, holding hands, whatever. I don't care. I understand some people feel strongly about that. I don't understand that.
Yeah, like prudes, I guess.
Yeah, they must be really prudish.
I don't mind public displays of affection. I mind public virtue signaling of being a human being.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what these are. I don't believe Joe Biden is capable of affection toward anyone who is over the age of 10.
I think there's a point where public displays of affection are gross. Like, if you're just getting, if you're, like, straight up making out and, like, getting super nasty with it, then I might be like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, there is a certain, I think, line where it's like, okay, guys, get a room. You know, like, if you're going to want to actually, like, have sex publicly, yeah, there's probably some people that are going to find that a little bit too much. But, you know, a kiss here and there, holding hands, no big deal.
Personally, I don't think I would find it to be a bit too much for people to just be, like, having sex out in the streets. Because I realize everyone out there is surprised to hear me say that. But, I mean, we're just animals, just like dogs and cats and any of the other great apes. And no one bats an eye about two gorillas just going at it right in plain view of everyone.
It wouldn't make me angry if I saw it. I'd be like, oh, my.
Yeah, that's about how I would be surprised to see it.
I remember when I lived in Utah, there was a couple that had sex on their front porch, and they lived by a bus stop, and it was, like, not caught, so that way, like, they didn't get in, like, legal trouble, but the police came and questioned them later, but
like,
there was, like, people
stop?
That saw them.
Like a city bus or a school bus?
School. It was, like, talk, but they were, like, crackheads, so that's probably why.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, again, it doesn't offend me, it's just like, okay, well, you know. Get a room kind of thing. But that's really my only response to that. But when politicians do it, now I'm offended. Now because, you know, it's like these people are not loving people. They are criminals. They're gangsters.
They're warlords.
Yeah, these are people who are willing to use violence against their neighbors. Now, Biden himself won't raise the club to swing it and hit somebody.
Because he's a coward.
Right, but he's got men who have guns and clubs and tasers and bombs and tanks and, you know, fill in the blank, whatever kind of terrifying weapons you want to talk about. He's got all kinds of men and women that will do his bidding. And so is Trump and all the rest of them. So this isn't just picking on Biden. He's just the current head of the gang. And so to believe that this gang member, who considers so little about the lives of other human beings, that they're just a tool for him. They're a tool to be used and exterminated and utilized in whatever way he sees fit and his other associates. And to express any kind of emotion or any kind of love towards somebody, it just strikes me as fake. But these people in Politico.com are eating it up. They go on here saying, spokespeople for the First Family did not immediately return a request for comment on how the Bidens handle the public projection of their relationship and what message, if any, they work to deliver with their interactions.
Now, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. If you see a couple that's routinely, like, holding hands and taking walks together and kissing each other, it's pretty obvious what message they're trying to display. One of being people who are in love.
Indeed. But most people, I don't know what most people think, but it would seem to me that if you're engaging in a public display of affection, that you haven't really thought out in advance what kind of message you're wanting to express with that. You know, like usually it's like, oh, I'd like to hold this person's hand as we walk somewhere. It's not some sort of, it's not some sort of telegraphed, plotted, you know, political, you know, exhibition or event. Yeah, it's like, you know, we didn't have to sit down and think about what other people would think and what message are we trying to send when we decide we want to, you know, kiss or touch or what. It's ridiculous. But that just does, you know, that suggests that there's a lot more to this.
It suggests that it's not affection. It's them attempting to portray a particular public image. Because you're absolutely right. If I kiss a girl in public or something like that, it's not because I'm worried about displaying a message to people.
It's something in the moment between you and the person you're in.
It's because I want to give the other person a message by holding their hand or whatever.
Right. You shouldn't really even think about, oh, my God, what will the neighbors think? Oh, my God, what will the strangers who are passing by on the street think? If that's what you're worried about, if you're thinking about those things when you're engaging in affection with another person, you're in the wrong mindset, I think.
I agree.
Dr. Laura Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University, has described the Trumps as famously cool, citing the several times the former First Lady appeared to yank her hand away from her husband in public. The Bidens, by contrast, quote, want very much to help the country back from what I think the Trump administration continually conveyed, which was that relationships and all of the presidency is transactional rather than transformational. Huh? What the hell was what does that even mean?
Who needs the president to display what relationships should be like for them? Like, that's just so weird.
I think that what they mean is that everything for Donald Trump was a deal, was a bargain, was a this is what I'm giving, this is what I'm getting back sort of thing. And I mean, that's how him and his wife hooked up in the first place. Hey, you're a supermodel. I want to be married to a supermodel.
Yep.
I have lots of money. It's a give and take sort of thing. It's not an even ground. You know, we're just doing this because we're two people who love each other. Everything with Trump was a matter of, let's make a deal.
Fine.
I think that's what the author is getting at.
By using the term transactional?
Yes.
But then to use the term transformational
That's just left-wing silliness, though.
I think the grossest thing about this is just that we already know that Joe Biden isn't like a sweet old man who only loves his wife and only has eyes for his wife. If you go to joebiden.info, you'll see that he would cheat on her with a child if he had the chance.
She's probably standing nearby. I mean, looking at these videos of joebiden.info, I don't have them in front of me now, but we've seen them in the past. You know, he's usually there with, like, some other Democrat person. They're usually at some kind of, like, Senate confirmation hearing or whatever. It's usually a political event of some sort.
And, or a fundraiser or something.
Yeah, and they'll have, like,
groups.
They'll have people, like a family come up, and it's, like, the guy who they're there to celebrate or whatever, and he's got his family there, and, of course, they have to take a picture with Joe Biden. So it's not like his wife isn't around, okay? It's not like she doesn't know.
Well, she's a cheater. She probably doesn't care what he's doing, and she's probably off with her young men that she pays.
That's probably true. Yeah, she.
So you think she would tell him at some point, hey, it's not appropriate to keep pulling that six-year-old towards you in that creepy manner. Get your hand off her breast. What's wrong with you?
Apparently, either she hasn't said anything or he doesn't care.
It's more that he doesn't care. Yeah. I mean, he was one of the most powerful, most influential people in the world before he became president.
Yeah, president. Brown argued, again, this is the doc, they talk to a doctor. A president's bearing and rhetoric are like background music to the country, Brown argued.
And no, they're not. They're these two psychopaths who are doing stuff that everyone else thinks is important.
Yeah. How many people, I mean, look, this is just ridiculous to believe that people in America actually care about what the president does with his wife. I mean, most people don't even know who the vice president is, right? There's a ton of people out there who have no idea. If they know who the vice president is, guarantee you they don't know who their senator is or the representatives are in their area. I couldn't name them all, and I'm on talk radio.
I couldn't name them.
I don't know any of them.
Right? Well, you just moved to New Hampshire, but, you know.
I didn't know, and I knew less in Texas, actually, because I know Matt Santos also.
He's a state representative.
I
meant like even the federal ones, right? Like most people don't pay any attention. They're too busy in their lives. People have actual families and loved ones to take care of. It's harder now than it's ever been to get your bills paid and, you know, keep the heat on, etc. It's not easy to make ends meet.
Thanks to all of the government shutdowns.
And the government money printing and so on. Right? People have all kinds of things on their mind that they need to deal with in their lives. And then at the end of the day, they don't want to sit there and watch a couple of old people, and I avoided using a profanity there, a couple of old people, politicians, touching each other. That's like the least interesting. They want to sit down and watch TV. They want to watch the football game.
You said this article is from Politico?
Yes.
I'm suddenly curious because I haven't really thought about it that light. Does Politico really think that your average middle-class person is really sitting there not kissing his wife because Trump was not kissing his wife? And now Biden is... Biden has reminded the United States that it's okay to not smack your wife with a frying pan.
Right.
What is it that Politico think is going on here?
I don't know, but these political people live in their own universe. They don't understand that almost no one cares. Look, we're on talk radio, right? And talk radio, if it's your life, it's easy to think that that's what everyone thinks about. In the same way that there's people who are on the internet constantly that forget there are people who don't care about the internet. There really are people out there that do not have a smartphone, and they don't go online all night, all day, or whatever. They don't. There's a whole bunch of other people out there. The talk radio listening audience is large, but it's not as large as all of the music radio listening audience put together. Right? There's a whole lot more people out there that don't want to hear what's going on in the world. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin.
Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.